Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
In the Allstate Skyline Studios. Happy New Year, everyone. We love to bring in people to give you information and your takeaways. You can take away whatever you want. In studio with us, he's a former Marine. He is a stud. He is a trainer. He is the owner of Phenomenal Fitness, and he's here to motivate you. It's Sean Armistead. It's good to see you, man.
Pete, it's always a pleasure.
And let me just say, the reason that we met is because of Jane Monzuris.
Yes.
Jane trains with you.
She was in the gym yesterday with her fiancé.
What? Yes. Kurt is now training with you?
That yesterday he did. We had a great time. I enjoyed meeting Kirk and working with Kurt. Oh, and boy. I love working with Jane. She's beast mode, always.
Jane is in beast mode.
Wonderful.
She's got a washboard stomach.
And she has a soft touch. She gives nice, creative, you know, homemade gifts.
Yes, she does.
Dynamic.
She's a crafty girl. We're very competitive, Jane and I.
I love it.
So if she's working out with you, I feel like I need to go straight to the gym.
Pete, you look pretty good. You're wearing nice black stuff.
I'm wearing
you
black. It's very slimming.
You look good, bro.
Let me ask you about something. We were just talking. I get these emails daily. It's called a Daily Stoic.
Yes.
And they said to start the year off like this. Write down every negative thing from 2018. Yep. Things that bothered you in 2018. Write it down on a piece of paper. Then take it outside and burn it and cleanse yourself.
Take out the trash.
Take out the trash.
But you have to believe it, though, that the trash is out. You can no longer speak of it and move forward.
Really?
Oh, no doubt.
How do you clear your mind? Because you always talk about you got to clear the mind first before you fix the body.
Where the mind goes, the body will follow. Well, I think that strategy is a good beginning. Take out the trash. And then who should you be? Who can you be? Who ought you be type of thing.
Right.
And decide who you want to be and develop the habits. Two or three habits to make that transition.
So how do you do that? How do you change the mindset? Because a lot of people are angry. Including
angry,
me,
there's days low confidence.
There's days I wake up, I'm angry.
We have to fight it.
Right.
We have to fight it. But first of all, you don't want to be a victim. You want to be a trailblazer. Blaze the trail based on the life and the destination you want to go. When it comes to fitness, it's like you got to feel better first, move better second, look better third. Looking is kind of shallow. It's powerful. It's wonderful. But in order to look better, you have to have the foundation straight. How your ankles work. How does your big toe work? How your hips work? Do you step? Well, first and foremost is posture and alignment. Not
right.
Just movement, but it's your positions that you maintain over the day. Sitting, standing, etc.
Well, get me there mentally. If I wake up and I'm angry,
yep.
I got to get in a good mental state.
Yep.
So get me to the mental
state.
That's
a decision.
So how do we do that in the morning?
It's counting your blessings before you count. So it's I say, don't focus on what you lack. Focus on what you don't have. Count your blessings. If you don't have a bunch of BS in your life, that's cool. Start from there. You don't have a lot of crazy people pulling and tugging on you. That's your offspring or bloodline. That's the start. Start with a decision. I'm going to be a great person today. I'm going to be a great version of me.
So
and
it's
part of
true.
That is physical development.
I mean, they talk about, you know, we've all heard about The Secret. So it's true. You wake up and you think about, and Tony Robbins says it. He does it. The top three things that you're grateful for.
That's it.
So
gratitude.
If you put yourself in a gratitude state, a grateful state.
Yep.
You're going to feel happy to start
absolutely.
The day.
Absolutely. And then act like it. If you're grateful for the people in your life, your spouse, your significant other, your parents, your siblings, your coworkers, if you're actually grateful for how they show up for you and how you should in turn show up for them, a lot of times for me, being self-centered is a downfall. Being highly self-centered, because being highly self-centered says, I like the confidence to seize the opportunities of the day based on my version. Right. So if I'm less self-centered and I'm more in a service mode based on my roles, tasks, goals, et cetera, my mission, that's a better journey.
But you're a positive guy.
I choose to be.
It's hard. Yes, I know. But sometimes it's hard for people to get to that first step in the morning.
So if you want to be ugly, if you want to take a dump, you take dumps private. We don't take dumps in front of people unless you're on infantry in the field.
Right.
And even that's private.
Yeah. Okay.
And keep
all
it
right.
moving.
Yes. Yes.
Right. If you're not trying to be a cool person, if you're not trying to be a good person, somebody that you could admire, if you stepped outside yourself, stay the hell at home.
Okay.
See, if you're in mourning and you're in depression, keep it private.
Okay, so you work on the mind.
Absolutely.
How do we get motivated to get there? Because
do you
want to
be a winner or a loser?
It's 90% to get there.
Do you want to be a show up first?
Right.
Get your butt out of bed and show the muck up.
This is the Marine that just showed up.
But it's the truth.
It is.
Show up first.
Right.
And then when you show up, try to make a difference.
Okay.
And don't get in your head too much where it's like details of stuff you really don't know about. Stick in your lane and start with simple victories first. Say hello to people, wish them a good day. Try to make a difference immediately on set and take it from there. And then what's your role for being in that space? What is your role? What is your goal? Make it happen. One thing at a time.
Boy, we all got to look at ourselves today, don't we?
First and foremost.
Yeah.
Not a victim. What choices have I made? What outcomes have happened because of those choices?
Right.
For me, I start the day with me. Before, I was like, oh, man, I got to see Pete today. It was 4 o'clock. I woke up kind of late. Went in for a quick swim.
I woke up kind of late. You sent me a text at 4:10. You're like, I got to get a swim in before I do the show.
Exactly.
I'm like, of course.
Refresh myself.
Of course you have to do that.
For me. Mm-hmm. Because in that is mind, body, life. Mind, body, life. So for me, getting that swim in, focusing on my techniques, my pivot, my role, the techniques, and what I'm supposed to be like in that swim space, in that pool, prior to the pool, after the pool, then is get to the spot and do you. Be what Pete needs you to be. And that is, physical development is not an option. Don't get so ahead of yourself and trying to make these complex workouts. Start with posture and alignment. Start with a push and a pull. I saw you, Pete, sit up straight.
I did. I stood up straight. I come from a long line of hunchover people.
It'll kill you.
Yes, I know.
Because that's the misuse of the faculties.
Right.
The faculties don't get an opportunity to be right unless they come from a good beginning position. And that's kind of like a principle. Methods are many, principles are few. Methods always change, principles never do. Posture and alignment first, then what are you going to do? Are you pushing? Are you pulling? Are you doing a level change? Squat, lunge, deadlift, etc.
Sean Armistead's here, Phenomenal Fitness. Where can people find you?
2001 South State.
Okay, do you have a website that they can go to?
Phenomenalfitness.com.
That's easy. Former Marine.
And absolutely.
It's interesting that you talk about posture because something just came back to me. Jane and I both went and saw Tony Robbins this summer.
Okay.
And think about when you just kind of hanging out and you're kind of hunched over a little bit. And then when you stand up, it opens up your body.
Absolutely.
And you're at a stance. It's more of a command stance.
Yes. Like I'm ready.
Like you're in charge and you're
ready to go.
I'm
ready to do something.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do something. I'm ready to make change.
I forgot all about that. Thank you for reminding
me.
That's
the start.
Really?
Stand up straight
really
and let's get it in and make a difference. Now, here's the thing. Be the person that you want to admire. It's like we admire The Rock. We used to admire MJ. We admire this person. Usually people in, you know, sports and entertainment. Mm-hmm. But how about what I need to do to live my life in a way that I admire me? So when I'm in the room of interesting people, I belong in that room.
Are you on Instagram?
No, unfortunately.
See,
I'm not.
I was going to say you need to get on Instagram because you brought up The Rock and talk about a guy that inspires me on a daily basis just by posting pictures or videos.
Yes.
Here's a guy that is so humble and still thinks that he lucked out in life.
Yes.
He posted a video yesterday of he gave his mother a house for Christmas.
Nice.
And she's crying and he's kind of crying a little bit. It's just those wonderful moments.
I love The Rock.
He's a motivating figure.
Pete, it's so interesting that you mentioned The Rock. A lovely client was in the gym yesterday morning, and she mentioned The Rock. It was something, because I like to get in the gym super early, and so we were in the gym. She was the first client in the gym yesterday, and she said, I'm trying to be like The Rock. Something he must say first in the gym or something like that. That's the truth.
Yes.
Start the day out doing something real powerful for you so you can do powerful for others.
Right.
That's how, because I'm in a service business.
Yep.
So it has to be about others, not just myself. Because people, if you're always putting yourself first, those around you are going to know it because you act like that because that's your mindset.
Andy, what are you getting out of this?
You know, the thing, you're talking about taking out the trash, and we were joking before we went on the air that, you know, I think the garbage men in my neighborhood are on strike because, you know, I put the garbage out there, but it never seems to go away. It no one ever picks it up.
Right.
So it's, I don't know how to get rid of that.
So now here's the thing.
Yeah.
It gets harder as you get older because
get
you
harder.
Get beat down a lot.
You take a lot of hits.
It gets harder. Yeah. Now, I was putting on my underwear, putting on my socks, putting on my clothes to come here after the pool. I was like, darn, this doesn't get easier.
Mm-hmm.
Just bringing your leg up to your core and get, you know, trying to put, it's like, it gets harder.
Yeah.
However, If the garbage man don't pick up the trash after week one, two, three, you got to pick that stuff up.
Okay.
You and the neighbors, somebody has to start and say, okay, guys, we got to do something with this trash because we can't have our babies around all these rats. That's disease. And we got to show them that if people fail to serve us in ways that they're supposed to serve us based on preconceived agreements, then we have to take matters in our own hand and take charge and make something happen. Okay. That's what's up. I refuse to let you make me fail.
I feel like I need to do push-ups during commercials or planks. Or something. I really do. Sean, I love having you in. It's you just motivate honor, me when pleasure. You speak. Sean Armistead is here, Phenomenal Fitness. When we come back, let's talk about getting people to move their bodies.
Yes.
And I want to talk to you about food, too. Portion control, which I have a big problem with.
You and me both, Pete.
But first, let's find out what's happening at the top of the hour. Shawnee? WGN in studio with us, the owner of Phenomenal Fitness. He's a trainer, Sean Armistead. We both agree that this song motivates us when we work out. I have probably five different versions of Gonna Fly Now on my phone that I listen to while I work out.
I think it's great.
What's not to love about this? Absolutely.
That's why the franchise has been so steady for so long. Motivates a lot.
And Creed, the new franchise, is even bigger.
Creed 2 was pretty good. I mean, just the bodies, the basic, like, the bad guy, the good guy, and the journey to overcome fear and, and stuff.
Right.
It's what we all can relate to it.
847 area code. Sean is very David Goggins-like. David Goggins is the SEAL, living with the SEAL. Jesse Itzler wrote that book, Living with the SEAL. He hired David Goggins for a month to live with him and train him.
I'll tell you what. And then he has the second book.
Yes. What is David Goggins' book?
Can't Hurt Me.
Can't Hurt Me. That's my next book.
Serious.
Yes.
Serious.
Portion control.
Yes.
How do we stop ourselves from just feeding our pie hole?
So there's not one answer, but I have an answer.
Okay.
I like to think of it sometimes as feeding my cells. And you think about an itty-bitty tiny cell, and you think of a group of them that make a tissue, and then you think a group of tissues that make an organ. Your organs and your cells deserve love and respect. If you love and respect your cells and your organs and feed them food properly, they will serve you well a long time. If you eat good stuff too much, i.e. poor portion control, that ain't good. If you eat crappy stuff too much, i.e. double crappy portion control, that super ain't good. And you're going to know it. You're going to be bloated. You're going to be gassy. You ain't going to feel good.
Listen to your body.
Man, listen to your body and the history based on your memory of things that were good to you, for you, with you. Kick it with that.
Right.
But like, you know, a whole lot of pizza and pop, that ain't never going to work for you.
When was the last time you had pizza?
Yesterday.
Really?
It was delish. However, I didn't have a lot of it. Okay. And I drank a lot of water. So,
because water fills you up.
No, because water, well, we're 75-80% water.
Yeah.
Our cells, the tissues, all the environments that make us give us life are in water.
Okay.
So you need a ton of it to be cool. So it's like how you breathe, how you sleep, how you hydrate, how you eat, how you manage stress, then exercise.
Andy?
I got a long way to get to exercise.
Don't we all? But as you practice, your bandwidth gets bigger and better.
Okay.
And then you can manage.
You know, my thing is this, because I think you touched on it a little bit. It's instant gratification. Because when you start to work out, you want to look like the Rock
right when you start. Right.
How do you guard against that frustration?
You got to earn it.
Okay.
You got to earn it. Because you break basic principles of the universe. You got to earn what you have. If you take it, that ain't cool. So then you don't develop the paradigms, the processes and systems and habits to get it because you took it. Mm-hmm. That ain't good. Mm-hmm. That's never going to be good. So the process and the systems are the real deal. Getting to the destination is such that you have to earn it. And being very efficient is good, but most of us aren't that efficient. We do well, we do bad. We do great, we do crappy, you know.
21 days for a habit to form a habit? 21 to 30?
Individual. It depends on intensity, duration, and frequency.
Okay.
If your intensity is long and strong, maybe 21. It depends on how ingrained the mucked up habit is.
Right.
How persistent it has been.
Right.
It depends on who you are. if you really want to live well, you have to live well in the now. It's better to drink water than to drink pop. It's better to eat vegetables than to have a whole bunch of pizza and dead food.
Do you drink beer?
No. I don't drink alcohol at all anymore.
I love it.
I love beer. I used to. I drink sparkling water.
Okay.
And that has been my problem lately because it has the gas in it.
Right.
So if you do too much of a good thing, it ain't a good thing.
Right.
I don't drink beer or alcohol anymore because if at my age, 55, I want to be perform extraordinarily. I want to look great.
Right.
I want to feel great. And alcohol got to be in my way for that.
Well, it affects the body differently as you get older.
That is more, yes. It's more crappy to the body.
It's harder to break down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so if you have alcohol with food, it reduces the body's ability to metabolize fat as an energy source.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people that drink are fatter.
Right.
I don't like that.
Slows down the fat burning process.
It slows it and it can halt it. And then depending on other habits you have, a poor attitude, other crappy food, poor sleep, it can be a very cascade challenging effect on you.
So my takeaways here from you, Sean Armistead from Phenomenal Fitness, is we know all the answers.
We have most of the answers.
We have most of the answers. We right. just need to take that first step.
Keep it simple and work on your small time execution.
Right.
Don't try to take on too many habits if you don't have the bandwidth. Don't try to take on too many concepts. Keep it simple. Get a good night's sleep. Have a good attitude before you go to sleep. Have a good attitude once you wake up.
Yeah.
You know, try to contribute to the world in a good way, and good things are going to happen even when crappy things happen.
Right.
You can work your way out better. But if the garbage is never taken out, figuratively and literally,
I feel like you're speaking to me right now.
Pete, I've spoken to myself.
Man.
The man you see right now is somebody that's trying to transform at 55, because I believe that they count us out. When you get in your 50s, you get in your 60s, you get in your 40s, you stop being a cool person. You start being some old person that's got these old ways. Well, here's the thing. If my ways are winning, so be it. If my ways are crappy, so be it.
Right. If we have bad ways, you need to change your ways.
Please. If you're trying to be great, I still have time to be great. So I'm like, I still don't have that much time, so I got to do it now.
This is what I'm going to do in January.
Okay.
I'm going to change my ways, according to you, what you said today. And then you need to do something for me.
What can I do, Pete?
You need to get on Instagram and give me motivational pictures and quotes daily.
Pete, I'm going to do that, and I'm committed to doing that. I work with an incredible man named Galen Lundy. And I work with a lot of incredible people, Brian, Galen, Tim, Jessica, Quan, Juan, Garcia. I don't do that, but from this day forward, starting January 1st, I'm going to do 365 of those posts. I'm going to do one every single day.
And I will follow you.
Every
I will do it.
Single day. From this day forward, I'm not going to miss a day.
You are the best, man.
It takes
I
one to know one,
you.
My brother.
You're the best.
Andy Pete, y'all made my day.
And I can't believe you're 55. Don't
55,
ever say that.
Bro, because you know what? I'm trying to be relevant, and I'm trying to sustain that relevance
until
the day I die.
I'm going to tell people I'm 65, so they say, wow, you look great for 65.
Pete, you look like you're living well.
I'm trying.
I'm telling you, I can feel your energy.
Give your website again for people.
Phenomenalfitness.com. Please check us out, but don't even come if your mind ain't right for change, because we're trying to engage you, enhance you, and empower you.
Sean Armistead from Phenomenal Fitness.
And I'm the co-owner. My lovely wife, Maria Armistead, is also
I
the owner.
I apologize.
Don't trip,
Maria's
don't sleep.
Number one.
Tell
you
me about it. That is
two.
My ride or die.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Dave Schwann from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. But first, the Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Here's Dave.